I think the first reading today speaks to each and every one of us, because I think all of us struggle with what St. Paul says. Do we truly believe that all things work for the good of those who love God? It's hard. I don't know about you, seeing some of the imperfections that exist within our own humankind and within nature itself, sometimes it's easy for us, especially as we're being taught in the military, to always find a problem and fix the problem, right? And sometimes we focus on the problem, but we miss the real picture of God's total goodness, not just in this time, not in this day, not in this hour, not in this month, not in this year, but for eternity. God desired and providentially willed all things to work for our ultimate good, our eternal good, not just for 2021, not for 2020 when we had the pandemic, not for 2 years to come, not in our lifetime, for our ultimate good. And that's hard. That's hard for us to trust in God's divine providence, that He willed our good. And that's why St. Paul, even in the first reading today, reminds us that those who He predestined, He also called. What do we understand with predestination in the Catholic understanding? It's not a Calvinistic, the understanding where God had already chosen someone and whatever they do, they're set for life. No. St. Peter, in his writing, have reminded us that God predestined that all of us be saved and to come to know Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. This is God's will for us, that we know Christ Jesus and become His disciples. And that's hard. And discipleship requires us to let go of our will, our understanding, our control to follow Jesus. And that's extremely hard. He had called us already. He wants us to be saved, and He wants us to enjoy the eternal beatific vision with Him. And that requires us to pace ourselves, to strengthen ourselves for the long journey, for the way back home. And that's why we need to remember what St. Paul tells us today, that those, each and every one of us, He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. And the glorification and the justification of God is not a self-centered justification or glorification. It's the glorification that comes from Christ. And the moment when Christ was truly glorified was the moment of the cross, where He spread His arms to die for us. That Christ's true glory, the glory of love, the glory of that self-donating, self-sacrificing, self-giving love for each and every one of us. So where do we seek our glory? Where do we seek our justification? Where do we seek our honor? Where do we seek our peace? Where do we seek our joy? St. Paul reminds us today, all of that comes from God, who willed all things for the good of those who love Him. And which leads us toward the gospel reading today, where St. Luke, the Lucan community was very unique because it was more composed of Gentiles more than Jewish believers. And so imagine a diverse community with a whole bunch of different people coming from different backgrounds, but they're all there because they love Jesus Christ, because they want to believe, because they want to follow Christ Jesus, they want to be Christians. So that's why you will hear in the Gospel of St. Luke, Jesus desired salvation for all, and He gathered all of those whom at first sight do not fit the mold in the Jewish community, but fit God's standard because they sought Him. For each and every one of us, we have to ask ourselves too, do we know God or do we know of God? It's easy for us to know of God, to recite our catechism, the commandments, and everything. and to justify all of our actions according to our own glorification. But to know God is hard, which required a life of worship, a life of prayer, a life of sacrifice, a life of love. This is what Jesus desires of us, so that all of us, no matter what's our background, our culture, our past, all people will come from the East and the West and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. This is the one thing I'm so happy that we're Catholics. Because no matter where we are, we can pop into a church and the holy sacrifice of the Mass, it's one and the same. We can feel at home anywhere. That's why the Catholic Church is universal in that way. That the Mass is the uniting point for all of us. Even though we might not understand the language, but we know the Mass. Because when we come to Mass, when we receive the Eucharist, we are home with Christ Jesus.